assistant principal of Burke High School. Please have a seat.
Mr. McDonald, before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of a public body shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or the release of an employee, a student, or a person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open session.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, founded on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement, or change in region placement only?
Classification and region placement.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Seeing none. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Again, my name is Corey McDonald, assistant principal at Burke, and this is our athletic director, Deion Richardson, and he's going to get started.
Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to present our case on appealing 2020-2022 realignment for Burke, moving down from 2A to 1A based on several factors, one being our location with the Region 6 2A classification. We're traveling across the state, which is going to affect us class time. As far as football, we only travel once a week, but with our other sports like volleyball, basketball, soccer, softball, and those things, during the week, we're leaving on a Tuesday or Wednesday, we're leaving instructional time. It also hurt our JV program, whereas if we drop down to the 6-7A classification, all of those schools except for one are in the Charleston area. Seven other schools in this region currently are, six of the schools are currently CCSD schools, but one being a Berkeley County school and the other being down in Beaufort County being Whale Branch. So it saves us time and it also saves us distance and it decreases our loss in instructional time. Also going down to the 1A region where we ignite some of our rivalry games. We used to be in this region with the 1A schools with Baptist Hill, St. John's, Math and Science, Cross, Military Magnet, all of those schools were once in, we were once in that region. Going to the 2A region presents some travel for our parents and also we lose the rivalries. Going to that region with Lake Marion and Hardeeville Ridgeland, the only school that's in the Charleston County area would be Philip Simmons, and that's a Berkeley County school. With travel time, again, getting there will be our least amount of travel. The other schools getting outside of Charleston in this 6-2A region, we would be in traffic leaving from the school at least 30 minutes. Returning to the school, we'll be coming back late at night, which will decrease our play maybe for our JV program. And again, we'll be losing instructional time with kids getting back late, not being focused. We're trying to look out for the benefit of the kid and also save our school money and put us at a better competitive edge to reignite the rivalry. The other thing we wanted to look at was we have two other schools that are in 1A at 325. Based on the numbers 325.80 and 325.84 and us being at 325.87, I really don't understand what is 0.8 of a kid. We feel like if you put the two schools at 325 and 1A, why aren't we placed there? Or if all three of them at 325, regardless of the point, either they should be in the same classification, either 2A or 1A. And we just feel like we should be placed in 1A with those schools based on geographics, numbers, and also we're also in the same school district.
And I think the main, one of the main points here is, again, our travel time. The significant amount of travel time that we would spend, not just the football programs, but the other schools where we're traveling two, sometimes three times a week, and having to leave school early, return to school late, I think that can put a significant strain on our student-athletes and recognizing that they are students first. Leaving school early, missing class time, returning school late, and having students get home at 12, 1 o'clock at night and be expected to have a full school day the next day is can be very trying for our kids. Again, we bring up that idea of spirit of competition, being able to have a fan base travel with us. All those things are very important for us in being the school size that we are and having the tradition that we do. We also depend on our parents being able to travel, having the community following, and that would open a lot of doors for us with support, local sponsors, knowing that we're going to be in the area that they can attend and knowing that they're going to have that support. And being visible at our games is very important for not only the athletes but the community. We all know that the support that the athletes can receive is also very important, knowing that the community is behind them when they travel instead of an hour and a half to 2 hours, but just 15 to 20 minutes can be significant for them. So those are the things that we are looking at, and being able to compete in a region where we'll help build our program, being able to be competitive, and having more kids be able to participate and be encouraged to participate not only by what they're seeing on the field, but also what they're seeing with community support is very important. And reducing travel time will help with that.
I have several letters of support as well from the 2A region that we're trying to leave, and also letters of support from the 1A region that we're trying to join.
Thank you. This time I'll open the floor to questions from the committee to our presenters. Questions? Mr. Brown.
You brought up the travel time and loss of instructional time. Have you all mapped up that travel time and loss of instructional time, comparing between where you are and what you're asking for? See the difference between the two?
Currently, our travel time within the Charleston area would put us at a minimum of 45 minutes to an hour 15. When we're traveling for the 1A region, when we're traveling for this 2A region, that's only one trip, and that would be to Phillip Simmons. Everything else with Woodland, Timberland, Lake Marion, even Hardyville, Ridgeland is going to be an hour and a half or more on the return and leaving. And if we do, just to say, for instance, with our basketball program or our JV programs, we're going to have to play on two separate nights, which is going to be a tremendous financial strain on us, being that we don't generate a whole lot of money with our non-revenue sports, so our JV programs would lose out in that situation.
And my second question, this is to the commissioner. Is this one of those plus or minus schools, or is this? Do you mind since we just talked about explaining that to them so they understand the plus and minus thing if they don't learn it?
Okay. The guidelines for I'll just go with 1A class. Okay. 1A class was a minimum 46 schools, optimal number of 50, maximum number of 54 schools. In order to address geographics, balancing, and and regions, balancing conferences, balancing upper state, lower state, balancing number of football programs in each region. We looked at what was most friendly to address all of those areas, and we kind of placed the schools in that manner. To move additional schools down could have been a challenge for us, because we are pretty concerned with the number of schools that were in the 2A class. The trade one out could have been a challenge for us, and we didn't see by trading one of them out that it was more geographically friendly by making a trade as opposed to what we had.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Looking at your current classification with 2A, see where Lake Marion will take about an hour, 9 minutes roughly, and Ridgeland Harleyville about an hour 25. But then you're saying that moving down to Region 7 would be a lot closer and less travel for you, but Cross is right at an hour, and then Well Branch is right at about an hour and 15 minutes. So how would that tremendously be significantly less travel and time when you got two trips basically in class two in region 6 2A, and you still got two trips about maybe a 10-minute difference less in region 7?
So with that, we took into consideration our travel constraints. We can leave Burke to get to any school in the region 7-1A at our release time. Those other schools, we have to leave during the school day, because if we leave any time after 3:30, 4 o'clock, we're going to sit in Charleston traffic for at least 30, 40 minutes on 26, going up 26, or if we leave 17, going down to Hardyville, Ridgeland, it's going to be an additional 30, 45 minutes sitting in traffic on 17 or 26, just getting outside of Charleston.
Another question. Two questions for you. Have you looked at moving times back, start times back, to accommodate that less time out of the classroom and to traffic and things like that? And also, you know, your JV program does not have to play. You mentioned something about JV in your presentation.
Right.
They don't have to play a region schedule. You can schedule all your games with Charleston County Schools for JV.
Okay. If we were to do that, we probably still would lose games with the JV schedule, but even moving times back, now we're looking at getting back to the school even later with travel time. And as I said, football is just on Fridays, but with our other sports, even now when we travel to Timberland, last night we went to Oceanside, we still didn't get back to the school until 10:30. And that was a start time of 7:30, 8 o'clock, and that's in Mount Pleasant. Now, if we go somewhere else, like Timberland, we're not getting back till 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then you're still asking parents to come pick up kids from the school. I can only imagine how it would be when we were in that region with Hardyville, Ridgeland at one time, and Battery Creek, 2A. Time getting back to the school was still significantly later, 12, 12:30, and you're asking kids to be back at school at 7:20, not 7:20, 7:45 is when we call in. 8:15, 8:20 is our first class. We don't end the school day until 3:15. So if we start later, we're still looking at losing time and sitting in traffic, which is going to be a longer day for kids and coaches overall.
Mr. Tibbs.
So do you feel that your situation is unique to those around the state and what you're doing?
I feel it's unique because when you look, most of the classifications, some of the schools are right there in the same district and well, not first far spread apart. Whereas we're passing five schools in the Charleston County area to go to another region that's costing us travel time, where we could be in there, and then you go back and you look at the numbers, 325, we still don't understand what's .8 of a kid that placed us in the 2A region and not being 1A.
So, all right, so my question is, do you feel that it is unique?
I do feel that it is unique.
Okay. Well, I had a home game, and I'm just going to speak on personal. I will beg to differ, and that's not an argument, just a point of clarification. That's the coaching and playing world of what we're teaching our young people of responsible adults. It was a home game, and I'm home at 10:30, and that happened Monday night. Okay? So I do not feel as though that this is unique in the situation, that it would be unique in travel to those who have to experience travel in Columbia area or Greenville or Rock Hill, of the same uniqueness of, you know, and we have to accommodate and figure out. So I guess where I'm going with this, I do not see that it is a unique perspective here that anybody else would not to kind of travel in.
Mr. Stone, you got a question? Questions? Any other questions from the committee? Mr. Quigley. And then Ms. Tiller. Mr. Quigley, Ms. Tiller.
Question would be, have you talked with your new region yet? And anyone there about how many differences that you can change, or things you can do to accommodate your situation?
With the new region, we have met, and basically it's adjusting either the JV times or not having JV programs and just sticking with the regular playing times. Mm-hmm. Whereas then we'd have to find games for our JVs.
Have you talked about maybe accommodating maybe this little bit, maybe more Saturday play with JV teams so that like JV volleyball, so JV varsity, we play two, you know. Like in our new candidate we're going to meet at three different places at five matches to accommodate all the JV teams so that our varsity teams can still stay at 6 o'clock. So I'm talking about combined varsity JV.
Okay. That idea has not been presented, but in our county, the CCSD, most of our B team and C team JV games happen on Saturdays.
Okay.
Ms. Tiller?
I think that you spoke to this just briefly before, but looking at your appeal to go to Class 1A in Region 7, What is the difference in instructional time lost for your students and what you're currently doing with travel to what the proposed placement would be?
Currently, when we have to leave early, our school day ends at 3:15. Kids are usually let out of school, out of class by 2:45. We're on the bus trying to get out the building out of the Charleston area by 3:15, 3:30, because if we don't, we will be stuck in that traffic. With this right here, we're looking at getting like kids out of school, particularly Hardyville, Ridgeland, and Lake Marion at 2 o'clock, and that's still in our fourth block. So kids will be missing a lot of our fourth block planning, not fourth block planning, but fourth block instructional time for those athletes. The only other thing we could do that was suggested was push up the start times of games or push back. But then we look at getting back late the next morning and kids either late the first block or not coming the first block at all. And that's a different situation itself, and we don't want that to happen at all. So we're trying to eliminate kids missing as much instructional time as possible.
So can I ask if that's happening right now? Are there times that you have to leave right now at 2 o'clock?
There's no time that we have to leave right now at 2 o'clock.
Close to 2 o'clock or?
No time.
2:45
is the
latest.
2:45 is the latest.
When the league sent out the verification form, you verified your numbers?
I did verify my numbers through Power School.
Okay, and that was?
314.
What the league sent you was the correct number there?
What the league sent us was 325. What we got from our power school was 314.
Okay. You made the league aware of that?
No, we didn't make the league aware of that. When I called and asked about the 45 ADM and asked about it being released, they said it would not be released, and that's not how the schools were ranked.
So my question to you, they sent everybody a form. in that process. And we had to sign, the principal had to sign on that form to say, this is my enrollment.
That is
to verify, and if you had a discrepancy, then you would report to them. Because you like me, I had a 0.6, but I reported that. Okay, which, so my case is, did you said you are hired, you had 325 is what the league said?
Yes, sir.
And what you're coming to the table today with is a 314?
So we had 314 reported.
Okay. So if they sent you 325, we signed off on that form to say we had 325 and there's 314. Am I making it?
I understand what you're saying.
Because, like I said, there was a form. I vividly, down at the bottom, was a signature for the principal, for every principal to sign, date it, and verify their enrollment. And on that count, that was 325.
Right.
And it was signed and verified.
It was 314 on the count that was signed and verified. The numbers we got back from the high school league was 325.87.
Okay. Which was your ADM from the State Department?
According to the State Department, but our power school brought up 314.
Okay. Good.
We got the numbers from power school. The only thing I can suggest, maybe the 325 comes from kids that aren't in our building from Clark Academy or Star Program or Daniel Jenkins or Turning Point Academy. Those kids aren't in our building. So that's not what's reported in power school.
But are they eligible at your school?
A certain Turning Point Academy? No.
Daniel because that's Jenkins. That's your alternative school?
Yes.
Well, we can't. Sorry about that. Can we get clarification from the commissioner on this discrepancy file?
We contacted the district office and asked where the special schools that they had, that the kids that were able to go back and play at their home school, and asked them to kind of spell that out to us, each one of them. And how many kids in each school? We do it with multiple, we do it with Orr County, we do it in Greenville, we do it in Dawson. And we take those numbers and we add it to it. And when we present it to the school to verify, we have it listed differently. We have the number and the add-on number based on special school program. In fact, we tag it as such, and we send it to them. So they had an opportunity, if any of those numbers, if there's a discrepancy, first they could go to their district office and say, listen, these were not accurate numbers. The numbers that we had is truly reflective of this. Actually, we got that from Oregon County. They presented some inaccurate numbers and they corrected it. And they had the State Department of the original numbers that they presented that they could go to and get feedback and give it back to us. We never received any of that. So, and again, it was a window. We presented to them, we sent it to principal and the athletic director. Those schools to verify those and get it back to us. So we could only go by what we had. So when there's a different number, we had no way of knowing a difference in numbers.
May I speak? I think we're confusing with enrollment on the 45th day with the 45th day ADM. Yeah. Those can indeed be two different numbers.
When I just because I'm already just dealt with us, I did get some clarification. Numbers that we heard earlier and the photograph that was shown you is a head count. What's the head count data? And it's not the 45 ADM data. So we went through our finance office, got 45 ADM data, so that number they used was correct. So in terms of that discrepancy we heard earlier that y'all are all probably thinking about that, those are two different pieces of data.
Any other questions?
Just point of clarification. So off of the true number that I am referencing from the State Department with an ADM with the add-on, that is actually more than a 0.6 as reported. Is that 0.4?
What was
0.8. That was actually more than the 0.8 as we're talking about in this case of the appeal. That would be 24.2 more students in this count. Correct.
Yeah, the only time we use a percentage number is the percentage number that we would get from the State Department.
Right.
If they give you a number, point something. What we get from the magnet school program, for lack of a better term, is a definitive number.
Okay.
It's not an ABM number for that.
Okay.
I don't have it in front of me. Do we know the number and rank? I know we talked about 325. There was a number of schools and there was that were on the bubble, plus or minus. But do we know where Burke fell? What number rank they fell?
It's either 176 or 167.
167. They were actually the 8th school in that plus or minus 4. So when you heard earlier that there was only one school that they jumped over, there was actually, or two, there was actually 3. Burke would be one. St. Joe's and Christ Church would be the other one. It could have gone either down or up based on the criteria given to us.
Thank you.
Any other questions? This time I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion to uphold the decision and deny the request for classification and region placement.
So we'd uphold the decision made by Class 2A Executive Committee in Class 1?
And deny the appeal.
And deny the appeal. Yes, Class 2A and 1A. Have a motion to deny Class 1A and 2A decision.
Second.
And a second. This time I'd entertain any discussion.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Just to the team at Burke, to give you just a point of reference from my perspective. I think all of you have come in and made very valiant attempts at an appeal, and I commend you all for the work that y'all have done to present your case. One of the things that I am personally challenged with and why I'm supporting the motion is that I ask several questions of myself. Is this a unique burden placed on your high school? The travel time issue is not a unique burden. It has never been a unique burden. This has been something that schools have experienced for many, many years. For growing up in the state and being a high school athlete, I've traveled from Columbia to Mount Pleasant to play. I've traveled to Burke to play. And I've gotten home late at night and had to get up in the morning and walk to school. And continue with my studies. So travel for student athletes is not going to be an issue. If many of these athletes continue to move on to their collegiate careers, they will be experiencing late nights of travel and interruptions in their academic schedules. There are other schools within your same classification, and I've done the math on the travel, that experiences the same thing. They're going to be traveling just like you all will be traveling. And again, it comes down to me, is it a unique burden specifically to your school? And if it's not, then that would need to take that burden into consideration for all schools, since this league governs, the high school governs all schools in the state in that manner. The second question I always have to ask myself is preference versus purpose. And what are we weighing? We're weighing the preference of to move, because you have justifiable reasons for your preference, but we also have to weigh it against the purpose of what the committee, the realignment committee, has attempted to do. And that preference has to be something that just overwhelmingly shadows the purpose, which tells me that the purpose may have been wrong. And in this case, I think the purpose of what they attempted to do with creating a competitive balance, with making sure that as many teams are not traveling as far as they need to travel to make sure that the alignments were done in a specific way. I think they've accomplished that, but always there's going to be some casualties or some situations where everyone's not going to get exactly what they want. And so for that reason, I could not find that your preference outweighed your purpose, nor could I find that you had an unusual burden placed on your school that's not being placed on other schools within the state. As a result of the realignment.
Thank you, Doc. Any other? Mr. Tate?
Just motion made, just to clarify, again, echoing what has been stated. You also mentioned a non-region rivalry. That, again, I believe there's opportunity there to be compensated for where you are and maybe the non-region schedule of kicking out that rivalry to pull them in. So I think we can take that fan base locally, although it may not be at your region, as you may have pointed out. But again, just to say that I don't believe that this situation is unique, and then I believe that the league staff followed the protocol as set forth by the body.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to uphold the 2A and 1A executive committee's decision to keep Burke in their current placement. All those in favor, please raise your right hand.
Please raise them high. Fifteen.
Opposed.
Two.
Mr. McDonald, that means at this time the appeal has failed. If you all wish to appeal this decision to the appellate panel, please notify the commissioner in writing within 24 hours.